Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman, head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney, and head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. Our first guest is Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. The Humboldt Wildcats swept their first quad of 2024 on Thursday with wins over Clarion, Goldfield Dalles, Roland Story, and Clear Lake. I caught up with Beeman to discuss the team and individual performances.
All very important matches tonight. Again, two conference schools, traditionally very tough teams, and then at Roland Story, one of those district opponents that it was important to see some of those matchups. Boy, we were a little grouchy after that first round. I know even in some of the wins, we just made a lot of mistakes, and I got to remind myself, you know, coming out of Christmas break every year that we're going to look a little rusty coming out of the gate, but I thought the kids got better every round. I think there were three quality dual teams here tonight. We wrestled really well, competed hard.
Switching some things up in the lineup. Jack Guy makes his debut at heavyweight. Just your thoughts on his performance tonight.
He started out the season, was out, just didn't know that wrestling was for him, and wanted to come back out and help the team out best he can. He saw that we were giving up 6 points every time that we're out there, and he had three tough opponents tonight, and was, I mean, right in there until the end, and boy, we really appreciated the fight he put out there. He's going to come along. That could be one of those difference makers down the road towards the end of January.
Landon Halverson back in the lineup. What does that do for your team here in the 2024 portion of the season?
Yeah, obviously makes us a lot tougher. He's a hammer. You know, I'm sure Coach Elman would have loved to have him back a little bit earlier in football too. He's a great kid. He works hard. You know, he got kind of a Christmas present there before we left for break that, you know, the doctor gave him the green light and allowed him to go ahead and release him. And we want to let him progress, you know, kind of at his pace. And boy, we're happy to have him back in the lineup. That makes our lineup so much stronger.
And then Ethan Kuhnert was down big at 190, and then he comes away with the pin, pretty much exclamation point on the win against Roland Story. To see Ethan Kuhnert as a senior come away with that victory, what did it mean for you as coach?
No, that was exciting. That's that one thing about wrestling, that aspect of wrestling, that sometimes it only takes one big move. You know, he had the choice. We were down by 7 or 8 points at that point, and he had choice there in the third. We went top. Kid kind of turned in, had his hips too close, and he sunk a deep half, and it was over. So, yeah, that's one exciting aspect of this sport is, and he trusted us. That's what was awesome. He trusted us to, you know, go in the top position and try to score from there and, you know, capitalized on it.
And then Coach Saturday, you got another tournament coming up here. Just thoughts going into that one.
Just another opportunity to prove ourselves. It's a super tough tournament. You've got top 10 teams in 2A, top 10 teams in 3A. You've got top 5 teams from Nebraska. You've got a lot of 1A individual, you know, kids ranked in the top 5. I mean, so it's just a super tough tournament, just another test for our kids, and we look forward to it.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. Our next guest is Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney. The Wildcats finished the first week of 2024 2-0 with wins over Belmont Clemmie and Webster City on Thursday and Friday, respectively. I caught up with Mooney after the win against Webster City on Friday to discuss the week and the road ahead.
I thought the girls did a nice job of sharing the basketball early. Paige Nelson did a great job getting us off to a good start, being aggressive, getting some steals and getting to the rim, finding some layups, and then we did a pretty good job of finding Morgan in the second half, getting her going. She does a good job of getting to the rim pretty relentlessly, and as the game progressed, I thought we shared the ball really well.
I had a chance to talk to you about Morgan. She got the 1,000 points yesterday and then has a 31-point performance tonight. To see her excel in her junior year and get to 1,000 points, what has she meant to have in your program here the last 3 years?
You know, she's kind of a machine. You know, she plays really hard. She does what she does all the time. You know, like, she plays that hard in practice. When you get kids that really like to play that much, it's contagious. You know, more kids find their way to the gym, more kids find their way to the rec center, you know, and then all of a sudden you got a lot of kids getting up shots, and that's fun. We've talked about it before, you know, she kind of is the motor for us on the court. You know, we put the ball in her hands and say go, and then we'll kind of move around and figure out where we're going to need to be if you get hung up. And, you know, some nights she just never gets hung up, and she just gets to the rim and gets to the rim and gets to the rim. Tonight was one of those nights. You know, she scored 31 points. I think she had maybe two threes, but I think she only took two, maybe three. So, you know, those were mostly layups and free throws. So kind of what she does, and it's a lot of fun to have a kid like that in your program. You know, she plays hard defensively and shares the ball freely. So that's all you can ask out of a player.
Ava Fisher knocking down quite a few threes here tonight. I didn't see the final number when I was looking through, but cooking from 3-point at 3 in the first quarter. To see her, you know, she hit those couple of big threes there late against Belmont and Clemmy. I know you're saying a shooter shoot, but it must be nice having a weapon like that on that offensive side of the floor, and really to see her game now in her sophomore year.
Last night against Belmont, I can't speak highly enough of the two shots she hit down the stretch. They were big shots in big moments, and she came up completely full of confidence and drilled two of them, and then, you know, you can just see that carry over. And, you know, once you see the ball go through the hoop as a shooter, sometimes that hoop starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I think that might be happening for her right now, and that's fun to see, because we'll go through practices some days, and I swear to God, I don't think she ever misses. So when she gets going like that in a game, it's fun to watch.
Coach, you're 9-3. Now in conference play with another victory here, moved to 5-1 in NCC play. What is it like in practice, in the locker room with this team? You're sitting right now at a 9-3 mark and really having a good year through the first portion of the season.
The biggest thing is it's a great group of kids, right? You know, all 13 of them are good kids that are all involved, that are all doing the right kinds of things on and off the court. You know, they're good students, they're good people, they're good teammates. So that chemistry kind of flows pretty easy when the kids are like that. So, you know, practices go well because they all want to work hard and they all want to compete. And, you know, you kind of just got to put them on two sides and say, go play. And then they start working hard against each other, you know. And that kind of idea that you know, we all want to collectively get better is what makes a good basketball team. And what makes a good team in general. They're a fun group to be around, first and foremost, and they're good kids, secondly. So,
last question, Coach. Coming up next week, you got South Central Calhoun and then on the road at Clear Lake. Just your thoughts going into next week.
It'll be an exciting week. You know, South Central Calhoun's a well-coached team, and, you know, they never just give you a game. You have to earn it 100 out of 100 times. And so we know that'll be a good test. And, you know, and then we're always excited to get back to any conference game, and, you know, whether it be Webster City or Clear Lake. So it's always a tough trip up there, but we're excited to go.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory, and we'll see you next week for South Central Calhoun.
All right, thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney. Our next guest is Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. Returning to the floor for the first time since the holiday break, the Wildcats defeated Webster City Friday night 83-58. I caught up with Thurm after the win against Webster City Friday to discuss the win and the road ahead.
Good way to start out the second half of the season here. Nice long break, and we're able to get recharged with things. And have a layoff like that, you're not really sure how you're going to come out. But I thought the kids came out, and I thought we were pretty sharp with things. We shot the ball nice tonight. And when we do that, we're a pretty good team with that. Defensively, I thought our effort was great. We're making a few tweaks with our approach to it, and it's going to take a little bit to get that where we want it to be, but for the first time out with that, I was real happy with it.
Size mismatch, we talked a little bit about that when we were conversing earlier today, one of the tougher matchups that you would have size-wise coming in. What was the game plan as far as coming in and execution-wise when you were up at halftime? What'd you tell the team?
Big thing was we wanted to try to make their guards beat us, and they're pretty big team. They're long. They got four guys that they run through their rotation that are listed at 6'4 or above, and we're not that big with it. And so the big thing was, you know, emphasis on post defense and not getting stuck behind, because if we get stuck behind in there, they're just going to bury us and use that size, and we're going to be playing from behind all night with that. And I got a little caught off guard, I think, at first, but then the kids did a nice job adjusting in there. We got a little bit tougher on that post defense, and we were happy with the way we were influencing the ball out top with that. And, you know, and then it's just, you know, big thing is when you have a size disadvantage like that, you really got to be disciplined on the defensive end and hit when the shot goes up and make sure that you're limited to one attempt each time down.
Coach, you get a win here. You're now 4-1 in NCC play. To get a win against Webster City, I know you always want to beat your rivals, and you get a win like this. What does this do confidence-wise for this group now after the long break?
Yeah, we're trying to find ourselves, and we got a long way to go yet, and we're looking forward to this run coming up here. But, you know, it's confidence. You know, it's always good to win. Just, you know, kids are so a lot of times I feel like they're focused on the outcome like that. So you get a win like that, and that makes them feel pretty good about themselves. And we played well. That's the main thing. And you go out there, you shoot the ball like that. We've had a few more practices in our gym, and just being able to get used to that. And I think that made a little bit bigger difference. But, yeah, we're continuing to work on that in practice, and we're real happy with the way the kids came out and stepped in and shot the ball with confidence tonight. You know, if we can do that on a nightly basis, we'll be a tough out.
Cohen Madsen with 20 points here this evening, had himself a big night. What did you see from him on the floor this evening?
I love the aggressiveness tonight. He was getting into the paint for us, and he did a nice job finishing. And he's one of those guys that he needs to step into it and not think twice. If he's got some room, if he's in rhythm and he's open and on balance, let her fly. And I think we saw that tonight.
First final thoughts from the victory here against Webster City, but then upcoming, you got South Central Calhoun and a big one next Friday, Clear Lake.
Yeah, we're just trying to get better each time out, and I felt like we did. We've had a great week of practice here coming back from break. I thought the kids' focus has been outstanding, and that showed tonight. We came out, we were ready to go, and I felt like we were pretty sharp pretty much the whole time with that. We're just going to continue that same mentality, that grind mode, or we'll go to work on Monday with it. And going to have to get ready for the zone of SCC, and we got two real good opponents coming up next week.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory against your rivals in Webster City here this evening, and we'll see you coming up on Tuesday against South Central Calhoun back in this building, and I want to wish you best of luck in that upcoming matchup.
Yeah, it's great to see you again, Matt, and welcome back to Iowa.
Yeah, I know, colder temperatures, but again, appreciate it, and we'll see you coming up here on Tuesday.
Sounds good. Take care.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.